After a low this morning of 41, it's 46 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial begins. I'm Dave Packer. Donald Trump set to enter a courthouse in New York City to face criminal charges. Jury selection begins today, and hundreds of New Yorkers are waiting to see if they'll be chosen to sit in judgment of their former president. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse in downtown Manhattan.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records in a case involving a former president, a publisher, and an adult film actress. Prosecutors allege Trump feared for his electoral prospects in 2016 if the public were to learn about Stormy Daniels, who claimed she had sex with Trump, which he denied. The Access Hollywood tape had just surfaced. Trump heard boasting of grabbing women.
The former president has been on his social media platform railing against the trial, complaining about the gag order imposed on him, saying, "I want my voice back." Mr. Trump required to attend the proceedings, which will keep him off the campaign trail at least 4 days a week. This is ABC News. Under arrest in Australia right now, a man accused of stabbing a bishop and churchgoers at a church in Sydney. None of the injuries are life-threatening. This comes just days after a deadly knife attack, also in Sydney, at a shopping mall.
Flags at half staff on a day of national mourning. And outside of the mall where the attack took place, a growing sea of floral tributes.
Everyone seems very respectful and very somber.
Prime Minister Albanese.
This act of senseless violence has shocked the nation, and we all grieve with them today.
A 40-year-old man with known mental health problems killed six people, five of them women, in the attack. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
And two men could face felony charges for shoving some rocks. They were spotted pushing over boulders at the Lake Mead National Recreation Center. The formations on the Redstone Dunes Trail are protected, meaning that the men could get fines or jail time. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. By the time this Life Tracks airs on the radio, I'll have finished this year's wild hog hunt with my hunting buddies in Oklahoma. Look me up. Hopefully I'll have pictures of Hogzilla. I like to hunt and fish, though I don't do it as much as I'd like to. You see, I'm somewhat of a workaholic. Hi, my name is Tim. I'm a workaholic. We moved to Richland Center to the Free Methodist Church after having been retired for about a year and a half. Retirement for a workaholic is unbearable. I was overcome by the thought that I wasn't doing what God had designed me to do. I'm beginning to learn, however, at age 66, that we need to schedule in some of those times away to spend in the presence of God. 1 hour in church is simply not enough. I actually find that hunting and fishing are some of those great times to visit with the Father, unencumbered by the trappings of my work schedule. Maybe you have other ways to get away with the Father, as Jesus did, but everyone needs to build in those minutes and hours and maybe even days to spend alone with God, rejuvenating our love relationship with Him. A quick, "Hey God, what's up?" simply isn't enough. So go tell your boss that Pastor Tim said it's okay to leave work for the day and go fishing. Better yet, tell your boss that I said you should all close up shop and go fishing together, sing some worship songs, and talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, and let me know how that works.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track no matter what comes your way. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Maine and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Don't miss out on the Hill Point Fire Department's annual Smelt Feed. Join us this Saturday, May 4th, at the Hill Point BFW Hall from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious smelt while supplies last. Tickets available at the door for just $15 each. Your support means the world to us.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, high pressure parked over Wisconsin today will bring us another beautiful spring day. It'll be a few degrees cooler than yesterday, but still running about 10 degrees above normal. Quite a storm system on the way, though, by tomorrow as a strong low pressure area comes across the Central Plains tracking northeast. That'll bring us some strong gusty winds and a chance of scattered showers becoming widespread by tomorrow afternoon and lasting into early Wednesday. This rain could get heavy at times by tomorrow evening, even a few thunderstorms mixed in. The greater threat of severe thunderstorms, though, will stay south of our region, where it will be warmer. Parts of Iowa, Missouri, and western Illinois could have quite an outbreak with high winds, large hail, and tornadoes. Now, the rain totals for our region, pretty impressive, probably upwards of an inch and a half or so through Wednesday morning with some localized higher totals. Things will gradually dry out later Wednesday through the end of the week. Just a weak disturbance to slide through areas just to the south of us. Thursday could bring a few light showers or sprinkles to our region Thursday, but don't expect much. After that, fair amount of sunshine coming up Friday into the weekend. So today should be mostly sunny and nice with a high of 72, north wind becoming northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight the clouds increase, turning breezy, low at 44. Tomorrow cloudy and windy with scattered rain becoming widespread by afternoon. Thunderstorms are also possible, high at 62. East wind at 18.35 miles an hour. Blustery tomorrow night with rain and thunderstorms, low at 49 degrees. Wednesday mostly cloudy and breezy. Occasional showers tapering off in the afternoon, high at 62. Thursday mostly cloudy with a slight chance of light showers by midday, especially south, low at 43, high 57. Friday partly sunny and cool, high at 53. Saturday continued chilly, but a good amount of sun, high 52, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently 47 degrees in Richland Center. Also, the barometer is steady at 30.0. Yesterday's high was 81 degrees. Well, the morning low today has been 41. And the record high set in 2002 at 88. The record low 20 in the year 2000. Last year's high was 76. And the low 50. Sunset will happen at 7:44 this evening. Sunrise time, 18 minutes after 6 tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm and no precipitation today. With sunshine and blue skies, it is 47.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll look at a busy high school sports schedule, recapping some weekend events as well. A Brewer loss, although they took 2 of 3 from the Orioles. And the Bucks struggled in the final games of the regular season. Those stories and more after this.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Millhaven Invitational was hosted by New Lisbon High School over the weekend, and the Ithaca Weston track girls won the event with 96 points. Brookwood was second with 81, followed by Cashton, Riverdale, and Adams Friendship in the top five of the 13 girls teams. The boys scoring, Reedsburg was the number one team. New Lisbon, North Crawford, Brookwood, and Bangor and Riverdale tied for fifth. Ithaca Weston was 12th among the teams. Looking at some of the Riverdale results, Tim Bailey with a good performance in the boys' 100-meter dash, taking first place. Noah Arrington was sixth. Gretchen Buchholz of Riverdale, the sophomore, ran second in the girls' 100-meter hurdles as well. Also, it was Tim Bailey taking first in the boys' 200, and Mallory Meese was fourth in the 1600-meter run during the day on Saturday at New Lisbon. Elsewhere, Gretchen Buchholz of Riverdale took first in the girls' high jump event, and Kayla McCorkle of the Chieftains finished second in the discus throw. For Ithaca Weston, as mentioned, the first place girls showing. It was Kaylee Miller taking second in the 100, Aubrey Cook fifth in the 200. In the 800, Kaylee Peterson was first with a new track record at New Lisbon, a time of 2:24.99. Tristan Peterson fourth in the hurdles and second in the 300 hurdles. In the 100, she was fourth. The 300, she was second. The 4x1 with a personal record, Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Maggie Kirshner, and Kaylee Peterson. The 4x2 was second, Jaden Boland, Leah Puig, Bailey Wanless, and Brooklyn Dickey. The 4x4 took first, Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. Kaylee Miller was second in the high jump, first place for Tristan Peterson in the long jump, Aubrey Cook second in triple, Holly King took sixth in the discus throw, and fifth in shot put for the Ithaca Weston girls. For the boys, a personal record, 8th place for Sam Jones in the 400, Channing Brown 3rd in the 800. Brayson Garcia Bolin in the 1600 was 11th. 4x2 relay team took 6th. That was Landon Thompson, Channing Brown, Carrick Thompson, and James Tim. The 4x4 was 5th. Sam Jones, Channing Brown, Landon Thompson, and Micah Salisbury. The 4x8 was 4th, ran by Brayson Christian Garcia-Boland, Randy Picardo-Flores, along with Carrick Thompson and Sam Jones, and Channing Brown was sixth in long jump. Landon Thompson finished eighth. There's track action today at Prairie du Chien High School. Southwest Conference teams such as Richland Center and River Valley will be involved in that event. The Invitational gets underway at 4:15 for both field and the running events. Also, there's baseball today at Richland Center High School. It was not on the schedule. They are being proactive. The River Valley-Richland Center game originally slated for tomorrow has been moved ahead a day because of the inclement forecast for tomorrow. So 5 o'clock first pitch time at Richland Center High School. The River Valley softball team will be involved in action today, and they'll be taking on Stoughton. Softball today for Richland Center. They'll be at Wisconsin Heights, and there's soccer going on today. Richland Center will face Galena at Galena. In action for the Ithaca Bulldogs, they'll be on hand at home against Weston in area baseball. That's our original and our scheduled broadcast for today. The Bulldogs at Weston, who met three times last year, including at the sectional semifinal was played. It was the Bulldogs coming out on top in that game, eventually going on to state. So a rematch this year with a lot of the players back for both teams. The Riverdale baseball team is taking on Mineral Point at home. Riverdale softball will face Darlington tonight at home as well. In action from over the weekend on Friday night, River Valley was a 6-2 winner over Richland Center in area softball. Lydia Willoughby scored twice for the Blackhawks to lead the way for Richland Center. It was Chloe Darling and Carly Meaden both reaching base with hits and scoring in the opening inning. 6-2 the final, River Valley with a softball win. Also over the weekend in baseball, Boscobel was a winner over Lafarge on Saturday, 8-6. It was a victory for Onalaska over Viroqua, 16-3. Belmont beat Platteville in the East Dubuque Triangular, 10-9 the final score. Also over the weekend in softball, Dodgeville, 7-3 over Reedsburg. Mineral Point, 16-5 over Platteville. Prairie du Chien, 9-8 over Brilliant. Also, it was Random Lake getting the win against Adams Friendship by a final of 8-5. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Orioles avoided a three-game sweep by slowing down the Brewers' offense in Sunday's 6-4 decision. Milwaukee had scored at least 7 runs in 6 straight games. Heralded rookie Jackson Holliday played a major role in the victory with a single in the 7th inning. He scored the go-ahead run on a double play grounder. Brewers catcher William Contreras led off the game with a home run off former teammate Corbin Burns. Here is manager Pat Murphy talking about the weekend.
Well, whenever you're, you know, trying to face a number one, you're trying to do everything you can to pester him and get him off his game. I don't know that we did that. He still pitched 5 innings and kept us to 3 runs. So he made some big pitches at some big times. So I don't think we beat him. You know what I mean? We had a chance to put it away, and we didn't. And it's credit to him that he really came up big at big times.
Manager Murphy, who says he was not totally satisfied with a 2-of-3 weekend.
Yeah, I guess I'm weird about stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, those two games are gone.
Yeah.
I just think about today, and I'm disappointed that we didn't take advantage when we had opportunities. But again, you got to credit the other team's pretty damn good team. So.
Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, Pittsburgh 9-2 over Philadelphia. Atlanta beat Miami 9-7. Arizona over St. Louis 5-0. San Diego 6-3 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Detroit 4, Minnesota 3. Boston 5-4 over the Angels. Houston 8, Texas 5. Cleveland 8-7 over the Yankees. Interleague play, Tampa Bay 9-4 over San Francisco. The Mets beat Kansas City 2-1. Toronto 5 and Colorado 0. Cincinnati 11-4 over the White Sox. Cubs 3, Seattle 2, Oakland 7-6 over Washington. The Bucks fell to third place in the NBA Eastern Conference after being blown out on the final day of the regular season by the Magic. With Giannis Antetokounmpo sidelined by injury, Milwaukee couldn't hold a second quarter lead and eventually lost 113-88. Chris Middleton and Bobby Portis led the scoring with 17 points apiece. The Bucks connected on only 7 of 27 three-pointers. They compiled a record of 2-6 in April, dropping from second to third in the standings means a less favorable schedule in the playoffs that start this coming weekend for Milwaukee. Scotty Scheffler is the Masters champion for the second time in 3 years, and once again, it wasn't particularly close. Scheffler grabbed the lead for good with magnificent shots around the turn. He's the fourth youngest player to have two green jackets, and he stretches his lead at number one in the world to levels not seen since the peak years for Tiger Woods. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
100.9 WRCR. I keep hearing your concern about my happiness. All that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn, with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow this swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here, having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn, with a deck of 51. Cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Light. And my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So
I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Laying solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Eric Heatherly on WRCO Radio and Flowers on the Wall. Good Monday morning. Hopefully you're not bored counting flowers on the wall. They don't have flowers on the wall like they used to. We had it in the kitchen, the old plaster or wallpaper, I guess it was. And not so much anymore. And we don't have paneling much anymore either. I was always a fan of paneling. June's not. And that fake red brick, you know, you could put along the bottom and wainscoting and all that. But I don't know. I guess we differ on that. Someday I'll get my man cave redecorated with paneling and all that. Shag carpeting, too, that you could mow with a lawnmower, but probably shouldn't. Oh, well. And then, of course, over the weekend, beautiful weather. People were motivated to get out. I saw a lot of people out scratching the yard. Some people mowing. I mowed a couple of the taller places in the grass and did a little pruning and weeding. And as I mentioned, I bought a battery for the old Farmall Super C so I can really get working with my yard work and my farm work. And by putting a new battery in it, it really doubled the price of the tractor.
Love ain't got no time to waste.
Aikens on WRCO. He breaks for brunettes. 49 degrees in Richland Center. Our trivia question of the day is up in just a little while today. A Red Cross blood drive is happening today at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. That goes on from 1 until 6. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted as time allows today. Also going on this week, the Viola American Legion Pancake Supper Wednesday from 4:30 until 6:30 at the Viola Legion. Cost of supper is $8 for adults, $5 for children under 10, with those under 6 eating free. Proceeds will benefit the Scholarship Fund, Badger Boy State, and Legion Softball as well. And the Union will have an inaugural open house Wednesday night from 6 until 8. The Union, located in the basement of the Richland Center City Auditorium, is a nonprofit organization that connects motivated teachers and industry experts with area youth. From WRCO, a reminder, here's Sam Groh.
Yeah, probably be lost in a bottle. Yeah, probably be all alone. Yeah, probably be down at the bottom. Too far down or too far gone. I don't know why you picked me. It still don't make sense. I don't know why you're with me. God sent you for me, I guess. I don't know. Fine without me, fall for another guy. And I'm sure he'd love you, baby. He wouldn't see you through my eyes. So if you ever wonder if I know what I got, for me there is no other. Before you, I swear to God.
Two.
Attention all businesses looking to boost your visibility and reach your community. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call or text 608-485-1201. Join the ranks of thriving businesses and connect with your neighbors. Whether you're a small shop or a local service, the Richland County Telephone Directory is the go-to resource for residents. Serving dozens of communities, don't miss out on the opportunity to showcase your business to the community. Be a part of the directory that locals trust. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory, because when your community looks for you, their go-to place is the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call them now at 608-485-1201 for details.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Bosqueville.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Done it to me, hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. My favorite song's about the top to bottom. Perfect, you're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country. Yeah. Do this, baby, I love you like I love country music. Hit 'em with it. stranded on an island. Only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
Lainey Wilson on FM 100.9 WRCO, 52 degrees. The temperature rising rapidly after that low of 41 this morning. You may have gone to bed with just a sheet on and then windows open. And then this morning, it dropped pretty fast overnight. So hopefully you weren't too used to 81 yesterday or 72 today. Looks like the temps are going to drop for daytime highs, especially by the end of this week. Trivia today, the trivia question of the day, which with the right answer can net you a great prize, courtesy of Richland Center Subway, if you know the right answer. Who had a dog named Dollar and baby sister named Penny? All right. Who had a dog named Dollar and a baby sister named Penny? Penny. 608-647-4155. Good luck to you. Here's some Joe Nichols as you dial.
Might be more than I can handle. She's a wild child running down on Friday night. Got me wrapped around her finger and I'm holding on tight. She's so hot, hey, what's not to love? Heaven's little devil's got me all messed up. She's a little heartbreaker and I'm her fool. She's so hot, it's hard to be. Better. She leads me on, but I let her. Might be a spring fling heartache headed my way. Yeah, I may be crazy, but all I can say is she's so hot, hey, what's not to love? Heaven's little devil's got me all messed up. She's a little heartbreaker and I'm her fool. She's so hot, it's hard to be. She's so hot, hey, what's not to love? Heaven's little devil's got me all messed up. She's a little heartbreaker and I'm her fool. She's so hot, it's hard to be cool. Yeah, it's hard to be cool. Yeah, it's hard to be cool.
Congrats to our winner, Jackie Nix. Congrats and way to go. And she's the winner today, courtesy of Subway in the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself. Well, the correct answer today, good old Richie Rich, famous for his dog named Dollar, who is a Dalmatian. By the way, instead of spots on the Dalmatian dog, he had money symbols all over him as well. And lots of great stuff in that particular comic strip, which also led to a lot of comic books and then TV show and movies as well. The poor little rich boy, Richie Rich. There you go. Congratulations to Jackie, our winner of trivia on this tax day.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Spring into savings now at All American Do It Center. Buy 1 gallon of Best Look paint and get one absolutely free April 15th through the 21st. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. Save 25% on a 50-pound bag of commercial grade asphalt patch, now $13.49, or save $60 on a channel lock 12-gallon 5-horsepower blower wet dry vac, now only $99. Spring into savings until the 21st. All American Do It Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Are you a passionate educator ready to lead the way in elementary education? The Riverdale School District is searching for a dedicated individual to serve as the 4K through 6th grade principal starting July 1st, 2024. As principal, you'll be the driving force behind the elementary school's educational programming, student outcomes, and behavioral expectations. You'll lead by example, fostering a collaborative environment among staff and prioritizing student success. They're seeking a candidate with outstanding communication skills, a collaborative spirit, and a commitment to excellence. Experience in instructional leadership, budget management, and staff development is highly valued. If you're ready to make a positive impact on young minds and shape the future of our community, they want to hear from you. Please submit your application materials, including a letter of interest, resume, transcripts, license copy, and letters of recommendation to John Schmidt at the Riverdale District. Applications will be accepted until Friday, April 26, 2024. Join them in making a difference in the lives of students at Riverdale Schools.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
6 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 53 at WRCO Studios. Here's Scotty McCreary.
Down south, there's a swinging screen door, sundress beauty on a hot front porch, knocking one back, baby, oh my lord. Shooting out gravel, saying, oh my star, she's Dukes of Hazzard in her daddy's car. Amazing grace in a mason jar. Around the block, around the town, around the world, there's nothing like a down home girl. Ain't nothing rain like a southern. The red lipstick, just like Scarlet, she's gone with the wind. Sunday morning with the honey biscuits. Have mercy. You can go around the block, around the town, around the world. There's nothing like a down home girl. Ain't nothing away. Sweet
fly. Hold on to you for the rest of my life.
Have mercy.
My baby swing low's making me high. I wanna catch your heart like a firefly. Hold on to you for the rest of my life. Ain't nothing real.
Slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife. Says, don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight. Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears. Calls her sister up and cries, get over here. Sister tells her boyfriend, be back in a while. Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, got one life to live. They scream into the night, let's get it over with. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things coming down. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve. Heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot. He flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks. Lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls the cops, says she saw it all. Swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's Bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.